stuff.
Good morning. This is Lauren and Bella with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane and Kuala Lumpur-based author Siang Liu has won the esteemed Miles Franklin Literary Award for his novel Ghost Cities. The Miles Franklin judges described his novel, which is set between modern and ancient times, as a genuine landmark in Australian literature. Liu completed the book 10 years ago, often during his commutes to his full-time tech job, and faced over 200 rejections for it. The Brisbane winner of the $60,000 prize released his first novel in 2022 and also has an online project titled The Beige Index, described as the Bechdel test for race.
And the homeschooling system in Queensland will see a massive overhaul as the Education Minister, John Paul Langbow, accepted all 8 recommendations of an independent review of the state's home education unit in May of last year. The review came after a grassroots campaign called Free to Homeschool gained a massive traction over the state after the former state government implemented a new requirement for homeschoolers to follow the state curriculum. Patricia Fitzgerald, one of the 2 co-founders of Free to Homeschool, has stated that Queensland home education is child-centred and ensuring that the child's needs, interests and everything are met. If we turn around and base that on a curriculum, we're going to have to make sure we're ticking curriculum boxes rather than something that is specific to our child. Fitzgerald said that the homeschooling community in Queensland has grown by 230% in the past 5 years, so more structure and support from state government is needed. The review recommended greater accessibility to resources, clearer communication to educators, and structural changes such as appointing a unit leader and expanding both regulatory and support for home educators.
And in national news, last week the federal court found that the Australian government is not responsible for the care of Pacific and Torres Strait Islands with regard to climate change. Following this, the International Court of Justice has returned with a declaration that all countries have a duty to cooperate on addressing climate change or they are in breach of international law. With sea levels in the Torres Strait estimated to be rising at twice the global rate, scientists predict that the island will be uninhabitable in 25 years, taking with it the world's oldest culture, traditions, and history. However, in response to the International Court declaration, Justice Michael Wigney determined that it was up to parliaments to make decision on climate policy, not the courts, further claiming that until Australian laws change, the only avenue for advocacy for those in the Torres Strait Islands is through the ballot box.
And Australia has cleared biosecurity import controls placed on US beef after a review concluded that they sufficiently improved their safety measures. Despite being able to export to Australia since 2019, the integrated nature of the American supply chain meant an effective ban on all products once a select few were restricted. Australia has restricted products over concerns related to mad cow disease. Agriculture Minister Julie Collins has denied the timing was related to the Trump administration's tariffs and instead the culmination of a 10-year process. However, the export restriction was stated as a key grievance of the Trump administration when they imposed the 10% tariff earlier this year. The US is Australia's biggest the Australian beef industry's biggest single market. A report by the Meat and Livestock Australia released in June found that the beef tariff has not hurt trade, which has risen 35% year to date.
In international news, a 50-year-old Russian passenger plane carrying 48 people has crashed in Russia's Far East on Thursday as it was preparing to land, killing everyone on board. This incident has highlighted the dangers in continued use of the old Soviet-era aircrafts. The crash occurred following a failed landing attempt before the aircraft disappeared from radar screens, next being spotted as burning debris by a nearby helicopter after it had fatally crashed into dense forest land around 15 kilometres from where the intended landing site was. This incident occurred despite the aircraft recently passing a technical safety inspection, prompting all aircrafts to reconsider, or airlines rather, to reconsider the continued use of this older model plane. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his condolences to the victims' families.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with morning frost in the west after a chilly night. So Zetters, make sure you rug up after the last few warm days because it's going to get icy. It's currently 8 degrees but should warm up today with an expected maximum of 22 and a low chance of rain. There's no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.